Joining us again as we discuss what's happening in Egypt is Zachary Lockman, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies and History at New York University. Zachary, you've emphasized several times that the place to be watching at this point is the military. You heard Nancy Youssef earlier David Sanger talking about how we now have reports, perhaps, that some junior officers may be breaking away from the military, putting down their arms and joining with the protesters. This is something that you said was possible. What kind of sign is this? What are we to take from that?
Well, at this point, we don't really know much about it. There are isolated reports. I think Rashid Khalidi, who was on earlier, was right in suggesting that what will make the army decide one way or another is what it sees as preserving its position and its status in Egyptian society. We're not quite at that point. Things are mounting to that point. We're reaching a very critical moment, but it's not clear which way the army will jump in that sense.
Well, when you say preserving their status in Egyptian society, what exactly does that mean? What status are they trying to preserve?
On the one hand, they don't want to be put in a position where they're shooting down people in the streets, and they've already refused to do that. Mubarak gave them an order on January 30th, and they basically refused to carry it out. On the other hand, they're not about to throw Hosni Mubarak overboard quite yet. We've seen that demonstrated. They're trying to stake out some ground, and I think that's what these statements mean at this point, where they convey that they understand Egyptians don't trust Hosni Mubarak or even Omar Suleiman further than they can spit at this point. So the army will step in as the guarantor that these reforms will be carried out within the existing structure, keeping Mubarak on until the end of his term with Omar Suleiman as the de facto person running things day to day.
But Omar Suleiman, just a couple days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, threatened that if the protesters did not leave Tahrir Square, he maybe have to force to use what he called, quote, police tools. And one can only assume he was talking about the security police, which is separate from the military. Is there a possibility of a conflict at this point between the military and the security police?
Many things could happen. If the regime tries to revive its security apparatus and use it against the demonstrators, this will create an explosive situation. Because it's, again, not clear if, again, people are using – the police are using live fire and beating people in the streets and trying to drive them off, which at this point, given the tremendous growth of this movement, even in the last 72 hours, would result in a lot of bloodshed, whether the army can stand by and watch this happen.
What – try to get me inside the head of Omar Suleiman at this point. Why at this point – you must assume that – some people in the Egyptian government can see the writing on the wall, can understand that things have to change in Egypt. Why would Omar Suleiman then side completely with Mubarak and tell the protesters, go home, go away?
He's a creature of this regime, and he's essentially, I think, as out of touch as Hosni Mubarak. He's come up through the ranks. He's determined to hold on. In the sort of pseudo-dialogue that supposedly happened in recent days where he said, well, we're going to start talking to the opposition – there was no dialogue, which is also something that people see very clearly. It's the same old game that people have seen the regime play for 30 years. You invite people in, they don't agree, and then when they leave, you say, oh, we've reached agreement, the opposition has agreed to what we've said, and no such thing happened. It's no longer possible to get away with that because people understand that the opposition cannot be bought. The people in the streets certainly can't be bought. The old political parties have no credibility to negotiate on behalf of anyone. So there's been no meaningful step, and this, I think, has infuriated the Obama administration as well on the part of Mubarak or Omar Suleiman to have any political opening to do what they promised to do.
This is Zachary Lockman, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies and History at New York University. You can hear the sound of the crowd here, live from Cairo.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.